There are heroes whose names we never hear. A dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man.
Welcome to the Mark White Show. We're having a show with several people on today, four different guests, and we're going to get through it. We got an hour to do it, and the show goes very, very fast. This morning, I wanted to recognize Officer Justin Solohub. He was an Anniston police officer killed 7 years ago today. I was actually working at Rogersville Police Department when it happened. He went around the corner after he was on foot with a subject, and he was shot and killed. And it's been 7 years ago today, so I wanted to recognize Solo and his service and sacrifice to the people of Anniston, the state of Alabama, and our country. And I appreciate his service and those who loved and cared about him the most. I know it can be a difficult day for you. Right now I have Christy Kargich. Christy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
And you represent Footlights Community Theater, correct?
That's right. I am the executive director and co-founder for Footlights Community Theater, which is based here in Athens, Alabama.
And tell us about Footlights Theater and what you do with the program.
Footlights Community Theater was founded in 2004 originally with my mother and I. We were a co-sponsored program with Dr. L. Moore at Athens State University when he was the head of the drama department. But we also partnered with Athens City Schools to put on plays like The King and I. And after she passed away in 2010, suddenly I took a small hiatus from directing community theater. But I've come back to relaunch this year and better than ever. I'm very excited. We had auditions last night for Anne of Green Gables at First Baptist Church.
Oh, great. Well, and across the state of Alabama, there are community theaters. If you would talk a little bit about the strength of those community theaters and what it does to enhance the community by having them in the first place.
Well, the community theater programs across the state are bridging a huge gap in the public school system. According this year to an executive summary from the State Council on Arts, 55% of elementary students in Alabama have no access to art education. And so not all public schools have the funding to provide a quality music education or performing arts or anything of that sort. And so the community theater, especially mine as a nonprofit, is trying to bridge a gap where there's a vacuum right now.
And you work with the Huntsville Symphony Orchestra as well?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm a violin instructor for the Huntsville Symphony School. We are a nonprofit program that's grant-funded to go into the public schools and offer access to music education through violin lessons at no cost to the students. So I travel from school to school like Mary Poppins with my entire back car loaded full of 22 violins to go and bring some sunshine and some music into the children's lives.
Tell me about some of the things that you've experienced through the children or the young people who've been a part of the programs, and maybe their confidence level and kind of getting them out of that shell.
It's so amazing to see a transformation in a child, because not all children want to be athletes. Not all children can be on the football team. And sometimes they're just looking for that one spark that where they fit. And I've heard from so many parents tell me that they've never seen their child like this, that they just come alive on stage when they get to sing or when they get to play music, that it reaches a part of them that they didn't know that they had, and it allows them to experience art in a very deep and personal, genuine way, because you're in the story, you're telling the story. So I think that community theater and the performing arts in general has a very special place in education.
I agree, and of course, if a young person wanted to be part of it, what would be the first steps for them to, I know you said you had tryouts last night, you can show up, but there may be some things to do to prepare to be a part of it?
Well, the one thing I pride myself on is that you can have absolutely no experience. I cannot know you from Adam's house cat, and we will take you from zero to hero, in that we're not just trying to go out and find the best of the best, that I'm taking kids from no experience whatsoever and teaching them about theater. It's educational for them, so they don't have to come in and be the star already.
What would you do as far as encouraging parents to allow their children to be a part of this? To, as you said, some of these children are coming out of their shell. How would how would you encourage those parents?
Well, it's funny because, you know, I've had some parents that just wanted their children to be involved, and the second time around, they're auditioning themselves, and it becomes something that the entire family gets to do together, that moms and dads are coming in and read scripts along with them. So I would encourage them to allow their child to just give it a try, because the worst thing that can happen is that they don't love it.
Exactly. And I tried out for one of your plays one time, and your mom was still alive then.
Yes.
And talking about family and the connections, I know that you really enjoyed that bond you had with your mom to be able to do this together. If you would just tell us about that a little bit and about your mom.
Well, my mother was the daughter of a Baptist minister that was from this area, and she grew up doing skits and plays and being a part of youth programs. And as a mother, she homeschooled us. We had private violin lessons. I had the privilege of getting to be part of the Huntsville Youth Orchestra, and I had parents that were willing to take me to those programs and do those things for me. But I want to give those opportunities to the other children that may not have had those opportunities. I owe it to this community to give that back with interest. And my mother, bless her soul, we were riding by Athens State University. I was 10 years old, and I had never been on stage before. And there was this tiny little sign outside of a door that said, "Auditions today." And she stopped the car. We were on the way to the grocery store, got out, and said, we are doing this. And if I had not seen that sign, I would have never known that I love theater too. And so we are a product of the opportunities that we're given. So the children of Athens and Limestone County need those opportunities.
Right. And maybe the Mark White Show can be that sign for somebody today.
That one sign.
So we'll try to do that. And tell us, if somebody wants to be a part of the Footlights Community Theater, how would they go about that?
Well, we do have a Facebook page. Footlights Community Theater is on Facebook and is searchable. We have a website up and running now. And although we've done auditions, we need a tech crew. I want to partner with local businesses to sponsor us. I want to get people building sets and painting backdrops, and I need artistic and musical people for pit orchestra. We're doing Sound of Music in the spring. I'll need musicians. We need pretty much everybody. It's going to take a village to build this.
Yes.
And so many different skill sets to build it. So by all means, please reach out, like us on Facebook, and check out our website, get on our mailing list, and we will make sure people know about it.
And wherever you're listening, find your local community theater and become a part of it. If you have that interest, or your young person has an interest in that, find a way make it happen. I know over in Red Bay they have a good program as well. But if you want to find out more about Footlights Community Theater, go to the Facebook, Footlights Community Theater, and Christy Cargett will get you where you need to go. And we appreciate you joining us this morning, Christy.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
And you've been listening to Christy Cargett. She's with Footlights Community Theater. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. Will Elric. Mr. Will is with the Broadway Theater League, and he is also an author of a book called Alabama Lore. So I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person, spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially, in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity. Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4931. 4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Join us for the first annual Rocking Ferret Huntsville Benefit Dinner at Huntsville Botanical Gardens on Thursday, September 27th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event proceeds will benefit Girl Power to Cure and their battle against Rett Syndrome. Tables and seats are now available, and sponsorship opportunities are also available. Our dinner will honor the following girls and their families battling Rett Syndrome in the region: Blakely Goodman, Charlie and Olivia Foster, Tiana Vega, Jesse Watts, and Violet Munson. There will be a silent auction, live auction, and keynote speaker will be Susan Norwell. For more information, give Kevin Pierce a call at 256-468-1787 or email him at kevin@gp2c.org.
Girl Power to Cure.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of Alabama High School Athletic Association, the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized.
And we are back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now we have with us Will Elric with Broadway Theater League. Welcome to the program, Will.
Good morning, sir. Good to be here.
Glad you could join us. Tell us first about Broadway Theater League and what all that entails for our community. We just got through talking to Christy about community theater. But you tell us about Broadway Theater League, please, out of Huntsville.
Well, I will tell you, Broadway Theater League is a little different from community theater. What we do is we bring in national touring shows. So all the shows we bring in are on Broadway, have been on Broadway. Some are even currently still on Broadway. So you're getting your Broadway performers right here in the Tennessee Valley.
Wow, that's great. And if somebody wanted to find out more about Huntsville Broadway Theater League, how would they go about that?
You can go to BroadwayTheaterLeague.org, or you can call us at 256-518-6155. We're always there. We're happy to answer any questions you have. And, you know, all of our shows go on at the BBC in Huntsville in the concert hall. And we get more and more people from Athens in this area, and the more we get, the merrier we are.
It's interesting. You've had a unique career, to say the least.
Yes,
and
I have.
You are now at Broadway Theater League, but tell us a little bit about that.
Broadway Theater League is pretty awesome. I actually came to Broadway Theater League. I had, my main career was almost 18 years in law enforcement prior to that, and then I had been a writer, and I took a job at a local TV station, and then I came over to Broadway Theater League because I love their mission. Because, you know, in addition to the Broadway shows that we have, which is great to entertain people, one of my favorite things to do is stand on the side of the stage and look out at the audience when they're cheering and clapping. That is just something you cannot replicate.
You don't get much of that in law enforcement.
No, you don't get much of that in law enforcement at all. But
cheering and clapping for a traffic stop just doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. Okay. And I love watching that. But, you know, we have an educational side also, that we provide free shows to local school kids. We bring them all across Tennessee Valley, come in and see some of the Broadway shows that we have. This year we have one called Earth's Aquarium, and it's about all these prehistoric water-borne dinosaurs that existed in the world, and they're awesome. Several years ago we had Earth's dinosaurs, which were the land-based dinosaurs, and they were just so amazing to see. But we bring school kids in, they come for free, we have homeschoolers come, and we get to introduce a lot of kids that would never get a chance to see a theatrical performance to theater.
What's the distance that you've got people, young people from schools coming to Huntsville?
Oh, man, we have them from Athens, Decatur, up in Tennessee, over to Jackson County and Marshall County, Madison County, obviously, because that's where we are.
Sure.
But everywhere. I mean, just give us a call, go to the website and find out, and we'll be happy to fit you in. This year, we actually have opened up. We're going to have family performances for educational shows. We have one in September and then another one again in April. That they can come at night and see the performances just for free.
Oh, that's great. Well, and of course, there are theaters across the state, one of which, when I was a young person, the one that I remember is the Shakespeare Theater in Montgomery. And
yes.
Getting to make a trip down there, and that was just an incredible experience for me,
as a
fifth grader.
The Alabama Shakespeare Fest, we actually worked pretty well with those guys down there. And I have to admit, I did not know what the Alabama Shakespeare Festival was until I went there. And it's just an awesome place, and they do so much educational outreach because, you know, educational outreach is preparing our future generations for theater and things to just make them a better person.
Sure. And you are an author.
I am an author as well. I have several books out. My most recent one is called Alabama Lore. It's about urban legends in Alabama, and we talk about a lot of things from Huntsville. We talk about the Bibb family, that's a big,
Governor Bibb?
Yeah, Governor Bibb. You know, his ghost is supposedly at Maple Hill Cemetery, and his granddaughter Mary Bibb is supposedly at Maple Hill Cemetery, and his townhome in Huntsville is supposedly also haunted by another family member. We talk about them, but I have legends from all over the state. USS Alabama is supposedly haunted, a place called Okie Street Cemetery. That is, we talk about the 5 UFOs that were seen there in the late 80s, early 90s. Buried treasure are my favorite kind of stories. So basically, I just took and got a lot of different urban legends from the state of Alabama and compiled them in a book.
And it won't be long before people are taking ghost tours around the state. And a lot of communities have started doing this. My buddy Robert Reeves over in Huntsville, he does a ghost walk.
With the ghost walk for 10 years.
Great.
And Robert's great. You know, when he left television, it was kind of the end of an era in
Alabama. Remember his dad, Grady, and people always talk about Grady. He's so similar to Grady. And, of course, when I had Tortillas Blanco, he would come down to my restaurant in the mornings, and he would do the community type, here's a small business that's trying to make it, let's get them some exposure. Kind of
right.
Like what I'm trying to do with my show, because I do try to, for different organizations, different businesses, I try to bring them, highlight them.
And I love that.
It's a community-based type show, and I'm glad to be able to do that. And just like having Angie, who goes out and finds missing persons and forms these groups, you know, a mom that lost her son in the military, to give him some recognition. You know, those are the type of things that I want to do. Authors, people who are with Broadway Theater League, and people who are with Footlights Community Theater.
Right.
Those are the things we want to highlight in our communities and let people know that there are things out there that you can do. Don't sit back and, you know, say, well, there's nothing I can do, because there's lots of things you can do, and it's pretty broad spectrum.
Right. You know, I do public speaking kind of around at least the Southeast for the most part. But one thing I tell everybody, you know, as we get more internet-based and more online and more into our cell phones, we're really losing our sense of community. And anything we can do to bring our sense of community back is a good thing.
I agree with that 100%. And I think radio can play a part in that, and shows like mine can too.
Oh, you totally.
Yeah. And once again, if somebody's interested, especially the schools this time of year, if somebody's listening and wants to bring a group, I know we have people across the state that are listening, mm-hmm. but if they want to be a part of Broadway Theater League and the plays that you're having, how do they make that happen?
Okay, just go to BroadwayTheaterLeague.org, and theaters R-E, not E-R. Before I started working there, I admit I did not know the difference in the two spelling of theaters, but E-R is a place, R-E, theater, is a live performance.
Thank you.
So BroadwayTheaterLeague.org. And
that's gold right there. Well, we just learned something
right.
On the show.
You go to BroadwayTheaterLeague.org and find out about us, or call us at 256-518-6155. We still have lots of openings for our educational programs. We have Diary of a Worm, Spider, and Fly, which is several famous children's books combined into one show. That'll be our September show. And then I said we have Earth's Aquarium, which is fantastic. The puppets they have are literally amazing. I was on TV when the dinosaurs were here. We were on one of the local television stations, and the girl kept poking at me with the dinosaur, and it's like really hard because it looks like what you think a dinosaur looks like. So both are going to be great shows. We have school shows for everyone, so please give us a call and come out and be part of the show.
And if somebody would like to find out more about your books, tell us about that, Will.
If you want to find out about my books, you can go to Amazon.com, because Amazon has everything in the world, apparently. Or you can go to local booksellers, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and most of the regional booksellers here have them also.
Awesome. What's your title over at Broadway Theater League?
I am the Marketing and Development Director.
I love it. Marketing is so much fun, and you're doing a good job at it.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Will, thank you for coming on my program.
Thank you for having me.
And you've been listening to Will Elrick, Broadway Theater League Marketing Director, and also author and most recent book, Alabama Lore. Check it out if you're a school. Go find out about Broadway Theater League and your opportunity to go and see some of these plays. When we come back, we're going to change gears just a little bit, and I'm going to have Angie Hunter joining me. She is starting a new nonprofit organization. We're going to talk about that, about missing persons as well, and maybe a couple of people who are missing right now. And we're going to try to get the message out about some of these folks and try to help them. So I hope you'll stick with me. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. If you are looking to sell or buy a home, I would encourage you to call Kanita. Call Kanita at 256-337-1606 for all of your real estate needs. You can also find her on Facebook at Kanita Hall Realtor, as well as twinsrealtyco.com.
Call Kanita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn, garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31, or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton.
to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Courageous Living Books is dedicated to exploring the number one bestseller of all time, the Bible. Our adult class curriculum is extensive and offers both topical and textual study guides that are easy to read. Their goal is to bring truth to life. Author Wilson Adams has a passion for writing, for turning the complex into the simple. Your study will be enriched and your spiritual walk will be enhanced. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com, coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Losing a loved one is difficult, and many times dealing with the estate of a loved one makes it even more challenging. If you're facing what to do with the home or land of someone you love, give Kenita a call and let her walk you through the process. 256-337-1606. Kenita Hall Realty.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their name, but in someone's eyes, they're heroes just the same.
And we are back. You are listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now we have with us Angie Hunter. Angie, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you have spent a lot of time trying to find missing persons in the state of Alabama and Tennessee
yes.
and other areas. If you would tell us about your passion for that and how you got started.
Okay. Well, I started with another group that works with abused children and missing people. I started doing that because of a man named Daniel Osborne from Coleman County, who was missing for almost 2 months, and he ended up, he had been murdered by his two best friends. Something just resonated with me that families just shouldn't have to wonder where their loved one is. It's really sad. It's something that I'm fortunate that I've never had a child that's been missing. But there's a lot of them that just don't get the help they need. And there's a lot of missing people that people just don't realize how many are missing. So.
And once you started, did you find that there were a lot of people who wanted to join forces with you to help make this happen, to find these people?
I did. I've been very, very fortunate, and you've actually met some great volunteers that I had at one of my searches, Bryant Lay's family. And so I'm truly blessed, and it kind of restores that humanity in me to see communities come together for people that they don't even know, but just to bring peace to families. Not closure, but peace, you know.
Right.
So.
And what's been your experience once somebody has been found? And I know you've had people that were found as far as closure for the families.
A girl that I work with my search team, I actually do two different things, but Brandy was part of that one that found the missing lady. And you know, it just gives families peace, and they're able to start the next process of whatever that is, whether it's healing or court, unfortunately, you know. So it just gives the family, I guess, closure for that aspect of it. But I personally hate using the word closure in this situation, because a parent never gets closure from this.
Right.
Ever.
It just takes care of one facet of
right.
the big picture.
It brings peace to them to yeah. have their child back home, whether it's, you know, Cora's age or a 40-year-old. You know, it never stops being your children or, you know, your parent or whatever. So
right. Well, tell us about an organization that you're working on now. I actually liked it this morning.
Okay.
And just jump right in and talk about it.
So I'm super excited. We're starting a nonprofit, and it's going to be based here in Alabama, and we're going to cover Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia. So it's called Tag Mamas. So the tag is for Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia. And Mamas is mothers advocating for missing and abused with services. And I'm doing this with three other ladies. One is in Tennessee, two others are in Georgia, and I'm just super excited. We've been working very, very hard on it. We should be filing our paperwork for everything in the next week or so and starting that whole process. And we just don't want our community to feel alone anymore.
Right.
And we need this in this area. I work with, partner with other organizations. And so, you know, a lady named Regina with Alabama Missing Persons Report, she's wonderful at getting us connected with families. And then, you know, we have our two cases that are active right now that we're working with. So Tag Mamas, will hopefully bring more awareness, bring services closer for families, whether they're needing our services for to find their lost loved one or report abuse. We take anonymous tips for both. I work a lot with the communities and talking to people because so many won't talk to law enforcement or the families with what they know. And so I've been very blessed to get to know so many that have given me, you know, anonymous tips. And then I end up just caring about these people, too.
Sure.
So, I mean, there's some that I've helped, you know, trying to get them into college and whatever. And at some point I have to stop. But I just want to see everybody, you know, just do better in life and have help.
Sure. And one thing I emphasize is that you don't have to know a person to love them and to care
Mm-mm.
about them and to try to go out of your way to do things to show that you care.
Right.
And this is good timing for you starting this organization and coming on the show.
Right.
And I hope that it reaches a lot of people.
Thank you.
And speaking of the organization itself, there are a couple of people who are missing right now that
Yes.
you're working on those cases. If you would talk about those.
Right. So I also work with Legendary 1941 Search Response Team in the Alabama chapter. And so the case that I'm directly handling is Kendra Bayless. She's missing from Gunnersville, Alabama. She's been missing since June 29th. She's a mom of three kids, and she's also a domestic violence victim. We did have recent possible sightings of her back in her home state of Montana. So we're hopeful. We're trying to, you know, find out if that's really her. Until then, I do have a search, my second search planned for her tomorrow in Gunnersville at Piggly Wiggly. Just need everybody to be there at 8:45, and we're going to keep searching for her. We just also received another case. Regina, that I mentioned earlier, passed another case onto our team. And so that one, he is missing from Florence, Alabama. He's a father of one, Jerry Browning. 37 years old. He was last seen leaving ECM Hospital by foot heading west. He does have medical issues that require attention. He went missing August 1st, 2018. You can go to Tag Mamas on Facebook. That's our name, Tag Mamas. You can also go to Legendary 1941 SRT, and you can learn about our search team. And then I also have Facebook groups and pages for each of our missing persons cases. So Kendra's is Find Kendra Bayless, and then the other one is Find Jerry Browning.
And people can go to Tag Mamas, and that's TAGMAMAS. Find the Facebook page, and you can be updated on these missing people.
Yes.
And also be a part of this. And Angie, if you would, real quick, give your pitch to people who haven't yet been involved with this to say, join us, be a part of this, to make this happen.
So I rely on our community's support. Kendra, my missing person, Kendra, is my best example. She has zero family that lives here in Alabama or in Montana, for that matter. So we really do rely on our community coming together and helping me find this girl and tips and anything. You know, our last search, we did find where she was living and that kind of thing. So every bit of information helps, and it requires the community to come help me. Her family is so thankful, but it's super hard when your family lives in California and they can't be here. It's us, and I don't know how else to explain the desperate need that we need everybody to come out and just help us find this girl. You know, she's a mom of three kids. There's so many of us that have to be able to relate to that. So I hope people show up.
And you've been able to build relationships with these families and
yes.
gain that trust to be able to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're from California and you're relying on somebody in Alabama, you got to get to know them pretty
yeah.
quick and then say, okay, I want this person
right.
to help me make this happen. And that's what you're doing.
Right. And, you know, I get to know these missing people probably better than their best friend, you know, with the stuff I have to find out and everything. So, you know, with Kendra, for example, I genuinely have love for her. You know, how do you not with the hours that you put into her and her family? I love her mom, you know, her sister, her dad, and, you know, her son. She's got two daughters that are in Gunnersville. They're young. So it's just, you care. How do you not care? That's probably my biggest thing, is how do you not care about these people and their families? So hopefully if I can get one person to care, then it's a job well done, in my opinion.
And it's not like you have an open schedule. You are a student.
I go to
Calhoun Community College as well. Correct?
Yeah. At UNA.
At UNA.
I go to school full time. I'm double majoring in criminal justice and sociology. I have a lot of kids that I've raised. Three are adults now, two that are in eighth grade, so teenagers. That's a blast. and then married, you know, husbands,
yeah.
they're great. I'm crazy busy, but, you know, it's not about me. I'm just, there's so many, it humbles me. As much as I've been through in my life and I've experienced childhood abuse by my birth mother and, you know, deaths of, you know, very close family members and all of that, but this humbles you no matter what you've gone through. There is always a worse situation out there, and you can put your stuff to the side and really just help. Just as you wanted somebody to help you when you were going through your stuff. So I guess that's my heart behind anything and everything I do. I just don't ever want anybody to feel that loneliness, that helplessness that I felt growing up, you know? And I care.
Sure, and if somebody does care, they're going to make time.
Right.
And that's my point, is that we make time for things that we care about.
Right.
And if you care about other people and you care about what they're going through and their experience,
yeah.
it doesn't really matter what it is, if it's missing person or another situation, that you show and take the time.
Right.
And you can find the time to do
right.
it.
That's well, exactly it.
Angie, I appreciate you joining me this morning
me
on the program.
Too. Thank you so much.
Folks, you've been listening to Angie Hunter. I do want to encourage you to go to Tag Mamas. That's TAGMAMAS. Go be a part of her effort. She's about to officially become a nonprofit. I would encourage you to go over to her page and like that and get to know some of these people who are missing and help if you can. They are going to be meeting at the Piggly Wiggly on Saturday morning. If you're listening to me on Saturday, it will be at 8:30, 8:45. They're meeting there at the Piggly Wiggly on Sunset Drive, I believe it is.
That's right.
In Gunnersville. So be a part of that if you can. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk to Connie Gibson. She is a Gold Star mom. Her son, Sergeant Troy David Jenkins, passed away in Baghdad, Iraq in April of 2003. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hey, Ken Gobble with CDI. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Mark White. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. What are y'all doing out there lately at commercial drilling?
Man, we have been covered up since the weather got pretty. We're trying to get people some wells so that they can irrigate their gardens and their grass. We've been doing a lot of pump work and whatnot for the farmers in the area, getting ready to do some irrigation this year. We've been burning up the roads, making sure that everybody that needs water has water, and that we can help them with all their water needs, doing water purification, just everything we can do.
So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, the best way to do it is call the 256-679-8181?
Yes, that is my direct line. If you don't get me at 256-679-8181, you can call the office at 256-206-9450. Miss Anita runs the office there. She can take all the information, make sure that I get it. Or you can reach us on the web at www.commercialdrilling.com. Also on Facebook at commercialdrilling.com. And we'll do everything we can to help you out.
Outstanding. Now, at CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something, right?
That's right. We try to separate ourselves from the competition by going over and above to make sure that our customers are 100% satisfied with the products and service that we provide. And we not only want to be their go-to for all their water needs, we want to be friends and neighbors with everybody we work for.
Exactly. Well, Ken, you be safe out there, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Mark.
All right, take care.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Are you looking for a Bible study that will inform, encourage, and build your faith? Then the Courageous Living Book Study Series is for you. With studies for teens, college age, and adults, the Courageous Living Book Study Series is easy to read and understand. They will enhance a church's class curriculum or your own personal growth with God. Here's the bottom line. Your Bible studies will be deeply enriched. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com. Coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606. The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31, or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018. See us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware. What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
And we are back in a very special Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. I have Connie Gibson, Gold Star mom, mother of Sergeant Troy David Jenkins. Connie, welcome to the program this morning.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And you are from Evergreen, Alabama. Are you living in Evergreen now?
No, sir. I'm temporarily in Andalusia, Alabama, while my home is being remodeled so I can take in homeless returning veterans. That's my late son's dream was to be a minister of the gospel. The only way I can do that is to take in those need. So I'm having my home fixed up, and I need help on that. So I request that anyone who would like to help give a homeless veteran a chance in this world. 22 a day is terrible, but we lose 22 a day right now to suicide. And those 22 a day are sons and daughters from Alabama and all around us. Anyways, that was my son's dream, was to help others. So it's my dream to go on and help others.
And speaking of your son, Connie, if you would tell us the story as you understand it when he was in Baghdad.
Yes, sir. My son was Sergeant Troy David Jenkins, who served with the 101st Airborne U.S. Army in Baghdad, Iraq. On April 19th, while with his men on guard, my son saw a 4-year-old Iraqi girl with a bomb approach his front man, and the bomb fell from the little girl's fingers. And my son ran forward. He ran toward the bomb and pushed the child and 5 soldiers away from danger. My Troy fell on the bomb as it exploded. He had many extreme injuries, taken to a medical hospital there locally where his condition worsened. And he was life flighted to Landstuhl Hospital in Germany and died en route on April 24, 2003. All those who were with him and his general, who was General David Petraeus, say he's to receive the Medal of Honor, also known as the Congressional Medal of Honor. I've worked for 15 years for this, and I have petitions available for anyone who wants to help, or please write your congressperson. Troy wanted to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus and wanted to help others. That's why I home and to be used as Troy House, a home for homeless returning military, and use my experience working in a state mental hospital with PTSD patients to help several at a time. And I badly need help to finish up the plumbing and the painting on that house so we can get it open before winter time. Remember, it's warm now, but winter's coming, and those who have served us will lose hope, and 22 a day will die by their own hand, thinking that no one cares.
Right.
Now, the Jews have a saying, and I love to share it with people. They say you save one life, and you save the world. And that's true. I'm just asking for anyone who can help those lives. And please, for Troy's Congressional Medal of Honor, which brings honor to the state of Alabama, too, please. to get in touch with their congressperson.
And do you have an email address where people can get in touch with you if they would like to help in your effort?
Yes, sir. I have a I have my email address. It's TroyMom, TROYMOM 6 at gmail.com.
Great. And you, as you know, I've reached out to Representative Martha Roby and Bradley Byrne, and you've actually spoken to a young lady in Washington, D.C. this week, and it looks like maybe the possibility of getting your son the Congressional Medal of Honor is a good possibility.
Yes, sir, and that would honor Alabama. That's not just for me and not just for Troy's two sons, who were babies when their daddy died and now are young men, but it would bring honor, and I believe my son deserves it after all that he went through. In fact, I've spoken to two presidents already in person on it. President and Mrs. George W. Bush, and I've spoken to President Obama also about it. Everyone said he's going to give it, but after I turned in 10,000 petitions from all over the U.S., it didn't help before, but this time, this is the push that's going to get it, because now I have Alabama Congress people on board.
I believe so, too, and it sounds like the Alabama delegation will get behind it, and it would have to come up to a vote through Congress, and we're going to do what we can through my show, myself as an individual, to try to help as much as I can for you, Connie, and for the state of Alabama, and for Sergeant Jenkins' two sons. And his great sacrifice to our country is appreciated, and I appreciate you as a Gold Star mom, and also the other Gold Star moms and dads who have made the same sacrifice with their children in war.
Yes, there's thousands of us all over the U.S., and we have homeless Gold Star moms right now. No one who gives a child's life on a battlefield should end up homeless either. So I'm working two different things there, but I want to help. This was my son's ministry, and I'm no minister, but I can do something. Everyone can do something to help someone.
And I love that message, Connie, and I appreciate you being able to join me this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Mark. You're a real sweetheart, and please let me know if anyone, you know, gets in touch with you, because I need to get this house done.
Sure.
I really do, so I can get these people off the streets and get them knowing somebody cares out there.
Absolutely. Well, Connie, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed day,
you
everyone.
Too. And we've been talking to Connie Gibson. I would like to announce my winners of the Alabama and Auburn football tickets for September the 8th. Winner Roxanne Brown Douthit. She has won the tickets to Alabama game, and she's going to be able to take Gerald Douthit with her, and Jessica Walker Kyle to the Auburn game. She wanted to take Joey Kyle. So congratulations to both of them. I would like to also recognize my sponsors again: Kenita Hall Realtors, CDI, Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery, McCleary Tire in Athens, Thompson Roofing and Construction, H&R AgriPower, Courageous Living Books, El Pollo Maniaco, Green's Dependable Hardware, Tiffin Motor Homes, Southern Timber Resources, and also my good deed sponsors, the Birmingham Barons, Tennessee Aquarium, Early Works Family Museums. And thank you all for joining me this morning. And we are going to look forward to next Friday. And if you would, go to my Facebook page. Throughout the week, I try to update and send out posts that will be encouraging to you. Thank you all for listening. You have been listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
What would you like to eat today?
My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31 or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Join us for the first annual Rocking Ferret Huntsville Benefit Dinner at Huntsville Botanical Gardens on Thursday, September 27th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event proceeds will benefit Girl Power to Cure and their battle against Rett Syndrome. Tables and seats are now available and sponsorship opportunities are also available. Our dinner will honor the following girls and their families battling Rett Syndrome in the region: Blakely Goodman, Charlie and Olivia Foster, Tiana Vega, Jesse Watts, and Violet Munson. There will be a silent auction, live auction, and keynote speaker will be Susan Norwell. For more information, give Kevin Pierce a call at 256-468-1787 or email him at kevin@gp2c.org.
Girl Power to Cure.
Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students, offering high-level educational experiences with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit. Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletics as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
This time of year, you need to get, you know, make sure your air conditioner is working good, make sure it's charged up good. This time of year, too, people start thinking about baseball season, going on vacation and stuff, do a lot of traveling. And that's when you want to make sure your tires are good, your brakes are good, things like that. And it's no charge to ever check anything like that. Run it by any time. We can take a look at them or whatever. It's just a good time to get everything checked.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits. But you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it
If you see what